Okay, so tell me your name again. I'm recording this, just so you know.
Dritten.
Okay, and you are, what's your job?
I'm the bouncer.
You're the bouncer for Boleros.
The reason why I'm not letting you in is too many people inside, and you can't go through it. There's 300 people inside.
Okay, but you realize that you're acting illegally.
I'm not acting illegally.
Yes, you are. Under the Equality Act 2010,
right.
You have to make a reasonable adjustment to allow me the same access
right.
as other people.
If you want to have a drink, you can have it outside. But if I let you in with...
No, I'd like to go inside because it's cold outside.
The only reason why I can't let you inside is you can't squeeze through, you can't go to the bar, you can't get a drink.
Why and not?
For your own safety, you get pushed around. That's why I don't want you to get in,
okay.
For your own safety. Does that make sense to you? So don't take it personally.
Yeah, but unfortunately, there's nowhere else to go around here because it's, this time of the evening, everywhere's busy.
Look,
we're going to end up with the same issue in every other place.
You know, you can ask me your acts, you know your law. I'm being nice to you. I'm just saying.
No, I know you're being nice. Don't worry, I'm not getting at you.
For your own safety. I would like to have you in, but it's packed in here. It's very packed.
Okay.
You coming in, maybe. Maybe they'll push you around in here, and I don't want that.
Okay. We'll leave it, but I will probably be writing to the manager. I know.
I can write to him now. If you want to write, you want to have a word with him. You can.
No. It's fine.
I'll bring him out for you.
No. It's fine. I accept what you've said.
You're a nice guy. I like you. But it's just the principle. It's just the way the Boleros is at the moment. It's to the door. People are squeezing through. For you, I have to make the place open apart, for you to go through it, and people will get pissed off, and you get pushed around. I don't want that.
Okay. Okay.
So
we'll leave it.
Thank you for explaining it.
Yeah.
No worries whatsoever.
Thank you.
I mean, you're more than welcome any other time.
Don't worry, we do, and we will. But
I'll find a space for you. I mean, if you can call before, or give me a.
It's fine. Other times it's fine. Don't worry. Okay. Thank you very much for explaining it.
Right. Thank you.
Right. We try the post, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Let me just stop my boo. Ladies and gentlemen of the universe, when this eventually gets uploaded, that is the first time that I've ever not got in somewhere. I've always actually got in after being people trying to stop me. But there we go. So that was Boleros in Worcester.
Who are normally very good.
Who are normally very good, but who have refused me.
Well, one bouncer has, not the whole...
Well, no, he just spoke to the manager inside. That's why he was saying, I can get him out here now.
Oh, I see.
So there we go. I expect when I follow this up that they'll say that it was all a big mistake. Anyway, there we go. Night all. We're back again, Audio Boo. We are in a pretty busy Wetherspoons, standing at the bar. I have a pint of Shropshire Lad, and Fee has a Chardonnay.
Yep.
And she's munching on some McCoy's crisps. It's quite rowdy in here.
And busy.
But no problems with coming in with a guide dog, despite it being pretty busy. The main reason why I wanted to just come back on this boo was that Fee reminded me after I stopped recording last that the chap at the door actually changed his story, changed his reason. When we first came up to the door, do you want to say, Fee?
Something like, where are you aiming for? Where are you going? And then we said, well, we wanted to go in here. And he said, I've got to check the manager because we're serving food at the moment with the dog.
And I said at that point that it would be illegal for him to refuse us and that he's a guide dog. In fact, we both said that.
Mm. Yeah.
And then he went in, came back out again and said that that there were too many people. So, it was at that point that I begun the recording and told him that I was recording.
I'd be very surprised if there really were 300 people in that place. It's not that big.
Yeah, if anybody knows the place, are they licensed to 300 people? There we go. It is how it is. We have got drink.
It's a shame, because we've never had problems with them before.
No, absolutely.
Perhaps we should go and see them tomorrow during the day.
Yeah, and maybe just go and have a little chat.
Yeah.
Right, well, good night again, Audioboo.
Good night.
Fee says good night, too.